All right, welcome to the Sunday Morning Playground, Sports Talk 1050, WTK The Ticket, online WTK.com. Thanks to Dr. Joe, our guy, the appliance doctor. And you are listening to The Playground. Matt Misler in the air chair. Jay-Z be joining us here in a second. He's just moving over from the board. Joining us for the first time on The Playground ever is none other than Jacob Babbitt. He's on the ones and twos. I'll introduce our other guy who's here in studio, but this guy, this is his first time in The Playground. Jacob, welcome to The Playground.
Thanks, man. Happy to be here. Ready to talk some football. Have a good hour of some talk.
Awesome. That's great. Jay-Z's in studio, too, so we'll talk to him in a second. But returning to The Playground for the first time this year, and I'm glad to have him back. Glad to see him. None other. I got to do it the proper way. Tony O!
Thanks for welcoming me back.
Welcome back, bud. I'm glad to have you back. How's the vacation?
It's good. It's good. Good summer.
Good. Were you a drug mule or something when you were out? I don't know.
No, I was not.
Okay, because we heard that you were out of the country. That's why I thought that was the reason why you were out of the country. It was you were a drug mule or something. No?
No.
Okay. Jay-Z, morning, bud.
Good morning, Miz.
So, Michigan played yesterday.
What?
Yeah, I know. Who'd have thunk? Let's reiterate. The defense played. Will and Spate, not too well. 36-14, the victory yesterday. Michigan knocks off Cincinnati 2-0 on the season. They got the Air Force Academy next week. If you want to come into The Playground, you're more than welcome. 734-998-1050, 734-998-1050. Tweet us at WTKA_Playground. If you want to hit us up individually, you can hit me up at The Miz on Air. Jay-Z, what's yours?
Mine is Jay-Z Radio.
Babbitt, what's yours?
Jacob_Babbitt, B-A-B-B-I-T-T.
Okay, Antonio, your Twitter?
WTK_Playground.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah! There we go. Giving him access to the Twitter account because we've been making fun of him the entire time. Like, his name is at Tonio still don't have a Twitter, or at make Tonio Twitters better again, stuff like that. But you can always join us. Hit us up. 36-14, the final. We can just kind of dive into it, really. I mean, Wilton Spate, is he going to be the quarterback of the future? Is he going to be the guy that's going to continue on with this team?
Well, I've been watching Brandon Peters' highlight film from high school. And, the guy's great. The guy's awesome, and I don't know why he's not in right now leading this Wolverine team. Jim Harbaugh, you need to get Brandon Peters in the game. That's from all the fans in the world. No, come on. Obviously, if he was better, he'd be in the game already. Be happy with what you have, even though sometimes it upsets you. Guess what? He's 2-0 so far this year.
That is true. Tonio, your thoughts on the game yesterday?
Well, I thought it was a good win. That being said, it was definitely nerve-wracking. You know, that second quarter, third quarter, it didn't look like the final score, really. There were a lot of times where Michigan would make really dumb mistakes, I felt like, and they wouldn't capitalize on some of the situations that they were given. But at the end of the day, we did get a win, and it was, a 22-point win. It's definitely good to walk away from those kind of games where when you're in some of those situations with a win instead of a loss.
Okay. And, Jacob, since you were here the entire time, I mean, you kind of had probably the better angle of things as far as, you know, hearing all the boo birds through, you know, the microphones that Brandy and Deardorff had. What were your thoughts on the game yesterday?
It's just frustrating seeing some of the, you know, the mistakes that were made, you know, some personal foul penalties, you know, Wilton Spate having some overthrows. I guess the one takeaway that's pretty positive is, you know, the defense has really come to play these first couple weeks. And even though the offense has struggled, you know, defense alone is outscoring opponents right now. So you got to be happy with that, especially with after everything that they've lost, you know, from a year ago.
That's true. I mean, the defense has outscored their opponent's offense, 20-17, I think is how that went down. I'm not good at math, but that's what I think it was. Michigan was up at the half 17-7, and obviously things got a little scary with...
The dinosaurs came out at halftime.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, the dinosaurs came out at halftime. It was...
I was afraid.
I would have been too. I mean, that was a lot. Those are a lot of T-Rexes on the field. I don't know how they were able to wrangle them off the field. That Something about Michigan. It's the Michigan way. You can wrangle a whole bunch of dinosaurs off the field during the halftime show. But
Antonio, were you at the game yesterday?
Yeah, were you?
No, yesterday I was watching it from home.
Oh. Okay, all right. As a, what, you're a senior now at University of Michigan? Senior. Dang, you're getting old.
Yeah. All right. Were you around when Ty Isaac came in? I think we were kind of joking around about that, that Ty Isaac.
He's been here a long time.
Yeah. That you guys started up, you know, as 18-year, this is your 18th year redshirt season.
I believe him and Reggie Bush were both recruited by USC at the same time.
Ty Isaac did look good yesterday. I mean, he had some nice runs, especially on the outside. I felt like he really made good use of some of his blocking,
mm-hmm.
good decisions.
137 yards on the ground. No touchdowns on the ground for him. In fact, no rushing touchdowns at all. But Ty Isaac led the way, 137 yards, 133 if you want to go net-wise. But, I mean, 137 yards altogether. Donovan Peoples-Jones, I didn't know that he had that was an end-around, I'm assuming? I didn't get a chance to watch the game, and I didn't get a chance to really listen to it. But, yeah, phenomenal game for the on the running play of things. I mean, they it looked like they damn near doubled them up in yards. Will and Spate, 17 of 29. 221 through the air, two touchdowns compared to Hayden Moore, who was not even close.
Yeah, and really he was running for his life that second half when Gary decided to step it up and really take that tackle to the bank. For Moore going 15 for 40, that's pretty good when you have that defense bearing down on you. Defense had four sacks, also picked off a few. You know, mm-hmm. they scored as well again. I guess you're supposed to do that if you're a defense.
Yeah, typically.
Yeah, and I mean, also with our defense against the run, I mean, holding them to 128 yards rushing on 30 attempts, that's a 2.3 yard average. That's a good day for the defensive line.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, really, I think the big thing, I think besides, the everyone still doing the whole Wilton Spate haterade stuff, I think the other big story had to be Grant Perry in the game. Having a hard time catching balls. Am I right or am I wrong? I mean, I don't know. He had one touchdown. I mean, he came out. He showed up finally. A lot of drop balls. Will and Spate, not passing well. But Grant Perry, he got a touchdown. I'm pretty sure everyone was, finally relieved to see Grant Perry actually, coming into the game. Finally getting a touchdown in the game. Kakoa Crawford, the other touchdown. Combining everyone receiver-wise, 221 yards. Zach Gentry, I've been waiting for him to finally come out this season, finally get something going, and it's nice to see that the young man finally getting something. Still no stats receiving-wise for DPJ, but, give him time. I know that everyone is expecting the, phenomenal wide receiver play of Donovan Peoples-Jones, but Tariq Black, he made a small impact in the game, 4 receptions, 11 yards, and Tyron Wheatley Jr., 1 reception, 7 yards. 734-998-1050. You can join us here on the playground. 734-998-1050. I don't have anything on my screen right now because it's blacked out. There we go. Let's head to the phones real quick. JJ from the Mean Streets, you're on the playground. Talk to us.
Well, listen, I'm not going to call in and criticize anything.
Okay.
But I have two concerns. One is it was the anniversary of the birth of Willie Heston and the team didn't play inspired football for my thing. But second of all, can you guys tell me what the heck happened in the punting game? I was really surprised at how poor the last two or three kicks of the game were. A couple 21-yard punts and a low-line drive punt. Does anybody have a question about why that position is not living up to its expectations?
Gentlemen?
Well, it looks like they're just some shank punts. Obviously, for Mr. Hart, Will Hart, he had 274 punting yards, 39 was his average. Yes, as you said, 61 was a long, but yes, he had a few that kind of just didn't travel that far.
In the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
especially that one that sticks out in my mind is when, we were probably on like the Michigan 20 or 15-yard line, and he shanked it, and it didn't even cross half field.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're going up against Cincinnati, that you can get away with it, but when you're going up against a team with a higher powered offense, with more consistency in the fourth quarter, you really can't afford to have a situation like that. I mean, I would say our special teams play really kind of across the board was a little bit underwhelming yesterday. I mean, there was nothing that was like too...
Hey, gentlemen, I want to say thank you for breaking down the games so so much and so well after each Sunday morning. I get up and I look forward to it. So I want to say thanks for doing such a good job. You make my day on Sunday even more enjoyable to rehash a victory. Go Blue.
Thanks, JJ. Appreciate you coming on and calling up. And you're always welcome to join the playground at 734-998-1050. Yeah, I mean, really, in hindsight, you know, Hart really hasn't, I mean, even during the Florida game, he struggled a bit with his punting. I mean, obviously, he had that one tip during the Florida game.
Well, he did 3 of the 7 were inside the 20, so he did some of the job.
Yeah.
But obviously, you're right. If you're playing Cincinnati, you can get away with it. But a team, you got to push them back as far as you can, no matter where you are. And when you have some of those, it's not good. Look, maybe it was the first time in the Big House doing that in front of a crowd. Hopefully he figures it out because that is a big part of the game.
111,000 strong, over 111,000 strong, got a chance to sit in the Big House, watch Michigan knock off Cincinnati 36-14. Let's go back to the phones real quick at 734-998-1050. Don from Sylvania, you're on the playground. What's up, Don?
Good morning, good morning. This is the first time in quite a number of years that I've actually seen the student section for a noon game be packed. They should be commended for that. That was awesome. As much as, you know, I love watching Ohio State lose, and, you know, my Buckeye wife, we have quite a few things in common with them, like the offensive line ills that they had when they went up against a better team, not being able to throw downfield, quarterback not being able to get steady in the pocket or feel comfortable. And I saw a lot of things in correlation to Barrett and Wilton Spaeth. It feels like he's thinking a lot, different from last year. I mean, he was doing good in the beginning and middle of the season, but at the end, I'm still seeing a lot of things that I saw against Ohio State, Iowa, Florida State, and our O-line. I mean, we had, you know, you're supposed to get better the second game, and I'm seeing us regressing. And that's very nerve-wracking right now, especially the O-line. We had missed assignments. And it wasn't just Wilton. If anybody could follow football, this wasn't all on him. Sure, he kind of put the ball in Crawford's, you know, hip the wrong way. He fumbled. He didn't look very good in the pocket. We did a lot of short throws, ground throws, balls high. But, you know, the receivers could have helped him out more. It just seemed like the defense had some mental breaks. It just seems like it was a team effort in calamity yesterday. And you're right, we got away with it with Cincinnati, but you know, a lot of few teams yesterday looked pretty good. I understand Michigan State, you know, they played Western. Who knows what they lost, but they look like they're starting to get their act together. Purdue looked pretty darn good on a Friday night. So, you know, I know they played Ohio U, but they seem to be getting their act together. So there are some things we have to correct going on the road and going forward, because we're going to be another test, another opportunity is next week, and Air Force isn't going to come in and just lay down. So we have to get our assignments correct, get a lot of things corrected, but you know, I'm starting to see, you know, Wilton doing a lot of the same stuff he did last year and our line doing the same stuff. And I know we got some people starting for the first time, but I need you guys' opinion on this, what needs to change, because I'm seeing things that aren't progressing. And as the competition gets stiffer, it's not going to be any easier. So I'd like to hear what you said. Good show. Give me some feedback. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Don, for calling up. Yeah, I mean, the offense itself definitely needs, you know, to work something out. There are definitely a lot of kinks in there that needs to be addressed. I mean, during the postgame show, Wilton Spaeth talked to Doug Karsh during the IMG postgame show, and yeah, I mean, he agrees that there are a lot of miscommunications, whether it be on the offensive line, whether it be the passing game, everything kind of needs to be addressed. The defense itself, you know, like I said, I mean, that's going to be the one thing that's going to really kind of save Michigan for quite a while. They're studs. I mean, obviously, there are a couple times where there were some personal foul penalties. Obviously, the one that kind of stands out with a lot of people was the Rashawn Gary roughing the quarterback penalty that was questionable for targeting. Obviously, was not targeting, which I still don't know. I mean, I understand that they want to, you know, protect the quarterback, but at the same time, are you going to baby the quarterback the entire time? Are we going to have to wrap them in bubble wrap just to make sure that they're going to be okay? Are we going to have to do the South Park thing where you have to hand them a balloon and give them a hug? Like, I'm sorry. Sorry I hit you. What exactly, I mean, the defense itself is going to be the one thing that's going to save this team. We'll see what happens in the weeks to come with the offense. Hopefully, you know, Jim and them can figure something out offensively before Air Force comes in next Saturday, 12 noon kickoff. Catch it on the ticket right here. Jay-Z?
Yeah, I looked at it as like some of the line play that got Cincinnati, you know, through the offensive line. They changed that. You saw that in the third and fourth quarter where some of the stuff that was getting Cincinnati to Wilton, Michigan was able to pick up. And it's really just discussion between the guard and the tackle to say, hey, you know, if that guy slides down, I'm going to have to take your guy and move over. And we saw that. When they did that, they were able to pick it up. It gave Wilton more time, which I do believe, Don, you're right, that he is thinking a little bit more of actually what he's doing. And I don't know if you have to simplify it more or have him go through just a few progressions instead of trying to look for through everyone to help it slow it down for him. Because obviously Cincinnati should have been one of those teams that we should have been able to just destroy. And I do think, and I think this is a big part of yesterday's game, they really tried to work on Wilton, meaning they could have ran down Cincinnati's throat over and over again and put up bigger numbers. But they decided, hey, we really need to work on the passing game, and this is the best time to do it. Now, maybe they took that a little too far when it was 17-14 and it got real too close. Then I think that maybe they said, instead of, all right, let's work on this, is, hey, we got to still win this ball game. And then obviously they went to halftime. I still look for maybe more adjustments than what was made. But obviously, as we saw in the Florida game, it took all four quarters to really wear down that other side. And I think that's what it was. Same with yesterday. Should have been easier. It wasn't. And I don't know what Wilton can do other than go out there and keep trying to do what he's doing.
Antonio?
Yeah, I mean, I like Don's call. I think he's right that, you know, these are the offensive line in conjunction with Wilton Spate were kind of a lot of the problems on offense. It wasn't just Wilton. But at the same time, I mean, I think, you know, Wilton could have made some better throws. I mean, there were a fair number of overthrows and underthrows and things like that. So I think, you know, one of the things I would have liked to see, though, yesterday that I think maybe would have alleviated some of the pressure on Wilton would be like an inside running game. We really only went for the outside yesterday, it seemed like. And I don't know, it would have been nice to see us try to attack sort of, you know, just up the middle a little bit more. But
I think that's probably one of the big things that a lot of people have mentioned before is the whole inside running game that it seems to be either A, non-existent, or B, is barely showing up. Let's head to the phones real quick, 734-998-1050. Let's talk to Michael. I think that's Georgia. Michael, you're on the playground. What's up?
Hey, guys. Yes, it is Georgia. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Congratulations, your team knocking off Notre Dame yesterday.
That's my son's team.
Oh. Welcome. Either way.
yeah, exactly. Overreaction Sunday, right? After last week's game, I was thinking, all right, playoffs, here we come.
Exactly.
And after yesterday's game, I'm like, crap, we got to go on the road to Purdue.
yep.
He was talking about the inside running game. I think they have tried it. The problem is there's nothing there. That's why you're seeing a lot of these bounce out runs. We're not getting any push, no holes up the middle. So I don't know if that's Tugler or what the deal is, but and as far as Spate goes, I mean he is what he is. People talk about high ceilings. He's hit his ceiling. That's what we're going to get. Either, you know, he may have some good games. He's going to have some below average games, but I don't, you know, I think the wait's over is to what he can do for us. If he is what he is. But you guys enjoy the rest of the morning, okay?
Thanks. We appreciate it, George. Thank you. Or Michael, I'm sorry. Appreciate you calling
George
up in Georgia.
It was George Michael.
Well, here, like I said, here's the thing is that, I mean, you can see this on my screen too. And
yeah, we got to teach young Jacob how to put calls in the screener, right? I'll teach him during the next when we go to break.
Yeah, here's the thing: is like I can see his name, but then like I said, it crops off the city to the right,
yeah,
so it's okay. We're gonna get you right,
garbage.
Jacob. It's your first time in the playground. We're gonna get you right, fam. We're gonna get you right. We'll take one more call before the break, and we got to talk to the man, the myth, the legend, the Peach Man, Rick Leach. What's going on, Ricky?
Miz, how are you doing today, brother?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you doing this morning, Rick?
I'm doing fantastic, Miz, because I know. As always on a Sunday, there will be a lot of comments and concerns, but I do know this, Miz, a victory is a victory. I'd much rather have a victory and have a lot of coachable points than look real good in a loss, Miz. You know what I mean?
I hear you, brother. I hear you.
Okay, and here's one other thing I want to share with you, Miz, and then go back to the phone. You look on Jay-Z's text. I want all Michigan fans to know. I sent a text out to all my friends. I think Mr. Sam Webb, the man they call Flint Town, is pitching a big tent today because the Wolverines won and the hairless Buckeyes lost. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it. 734-998-1050. We'll take more of your phone calls. We'll break it down even more on the other side. You're listening to The Playground on WTKA The Ticket.